6:22. Let's talk politics. Blois Olson this morning. Morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
Budget agreement on education?
Yeah, they have some of these budget agreements, but we're learning that the process is very different. It's not transparent, and that the conference committees are meeting, but they're meeting with the legislative leaders and the governor. So on Monday, the governor and legislative leaders would actually call various conference committees to the governor's office, where they would show the conference committees the details and then try to get them to work through it with kind of, I'll call it adult supervision, maybe. They just didn't want the legislative committees to kind of go off the rails. So I think this budget deal is very fragile still, and we'll find out today whether or not that special session is going to be tomorrow or Friday, but it's leaning towards more like Friday than it is tomorrow.
Blois, I noticed both minority leaders had kind of not real positive comments about it. Is that because they were left out of it?
I think that's a big part of it. Both Minority Leader Daudt and Minority Leader Bach were not even in the room. That's different than it was under Governor Dayton. He would bring all the leaders into the room, so there'd be five people there. But I also think that Kurt Daudt, both of them are also looking at running, you know, and trying to regain the majority in 2 years, which is ironic because, you know, one of them, if both of them regain the majority, we'd be back to where we are now because we'd just flip the House and the Senate majority. So, yeah, no, they're not happy, but that's their job as the minority to kind of call out things that they're not happy with and keep their caucus engaged.
What do you think about special session? Any word yet?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably going to be Friday. I think the sense is even after yesterday, they didn't have every bill done. I don't know if they're going to bow to the pressure that they have some of these conference committees meet in public more to kind of hash out the deal. I think we'll get a sense of that today. Yesterday, I think legislators took it to kind of, you know, it's kind of that day after finals. You sleep in a little, you kind of see what's going on, and then maybe today they get back to real work.
What is the schedule today, Blois? Full day?
Well, there's a full day. There's several conference committees meeting, starting with agriculture and the that was the bill that was done, but they need to bring it to conference committee and then put it on the House floor. But they can't meet as a body, so they'll just do these conference committees today and try to get as many bills ready for special session as possible.
What's Tobacco 21?
Well, that's the push to move the legal age of tobacco to 21 across the state. We've had several cities from Duluth to Edina to St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul pass it, but they want it to be a statewide age piece, and they're saying they still want it to be part of the HHS bill. And it's interesting is because this has become a very big bipartisan issue on the national level. Mitch McConnell has said that it should go to 21, and you now have some of these vaping companies like Juul pushing that it should be 21 nationally. So so I think you could see all tobacco use go to 21 in the next few years across the country.
There were hundreds of people on the Capitol steps yesterday.
Yeah, they were. They were there to raise awareness around this very polarizing place we've come with certain states running, passing legislation around very restrictive abortion rights, and places like Minnesota wanting to push back against those. So it was kind of a national feel of a national rally because there's nothing really happening in Minnesota on those issues.
Blois, let me ask you about tomorrow's press conference with the mayor and one of the council members.
Yeah, they're going to talk about stable homes, stable schools. The idea is that if you have stable homes for kids, they're going to do better in school. And Mayor Jacob Frey has really begun to push this. And tomorrow they'll kind of roll out the program. And he's going to be my next guest on the podcast. So we'll dive deeper into that. And that should be available later today or tomorrow.
What's happening with our farming community now in the midst of all of the things going on? Not so much statewide, but I think even federally, Blois. Any news there for soybean farmers or anybody else?
Yeah, the USDA has begun to roll out this relief program, not just because of weather and some of those issues, but because of tariffs. This is similar to the $12 billion the Trump administration allocated to help farmers last year. They're going to try to roll out more relief. Now farmers are just waiting to see how it's dispersed amongst commodity groups and depending on what you're growing. But essentially, the Trump administration realizes farmers are in trouble. They realize they're in trouble in many cases because of trade policy, and they want to try to give them some relief.
Blues Bruins, are you fired up or not?
I am. I think I love the NHL playoffs, but I got a chance to meet Tom Stillman, who's an Edina guy who owns the Blues, outside the St. Paul Hotel one night, and he talked to Jack just about 5 years ago, just kind of chatted him up, and I didn't know who the guy was, and he left, and then Jack looked at me and goes, "Dad, that was the Blues owner." So I got a little, you know, we got a little Minnesota connection there, and we'll see how it works. And the only thing I don't like about it is that if the Blues win, then we have another Stanley Cup champion in our division, and we didn't go to the playoffs.
Yeah, and that was the worst team in the NHL in the middle of the season. How about that?
I know. And that gives me hope for someday the Wild going on a run.
I hope you're right. All right. Have a great Wednesday, boys. Talk to you later.
I'll talk to you then, Dave.
He's Boyce Holst in the Morning Take, WCCO 628. Again, 712 this morning. Another effort to give away 12K a day right here on WCCO.